Listen to the text. For statements 1 to 5, choose T if the statement is true according to the text, F if it is false. You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm in my second year at a boarding school in England. I used to go to an independent primary school, and I was very happy there. But then I saw a programme on TV about boarding schools. It looked like a lot of fun. I decided that when I went to secondary school, I wanted to go to a boarding school. At first, my parents weren't sure, but then they agreed. Most people feel a bit homesick when they start boarding school. They really miss their family and their old friends. But that didn't happen to me. I loved every minute of it. There's so much to do when you arrive, meeting people, sorting out your room, talking to your teachers and finding your way around, that there's no time to worry about home. Boarding school is like any other school, except that you also eat and sleep there. You quickly learn the routine. At our school, breakfast is at 7:30. It's in the canteen, which isn't in the building where you sleep, so you have to get up and out of your room pretty early. We have assembly at 9, and then we have lessons in all the usual subjects, and we also go to lots of different clubs. In the evenings, we have supervised homework time, which means we sit in a room with a teacher and do our work. It's good because if we have any problems, there's someone that can help us. The other thing I really like about boarding school is that you have such a great social life. We have trips at the weekends and lots of other entertainment like concerts and plays that we put on ourselves. We're doing a school play at the moment. I'm not acting, but I'm helping with the lighting. Some people I know complain about some of the things at school, like the food and sharing rooms with people. I don't mind these things. I like everything about my boarding school.
Now listen to the text again.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm in my second year at a boarding school in England. I used to go to an independent primary school, and I was very happy there. But then I saw a programme on TV about boarding schools. It looked like a lot of fun. I decided that when I went to secondary school, I wanted to go to a boarding school. At first, my parents weren't sure, but then they agreed. Most people feel a bit homesick when they start boarding school. They really miss their family and their old friends. But that didn't happen to me. I loved every minute of it. There's so much to do when you arrive, meeting people, sorting out your room, talking to your teachers and finding your way around, that there's no time to worry about home. Boarding school is like any other school, except that you also eat and sleep there. You quickly learn the routine. At our school, breakfast is at 7:30. It's in the canteen, which isn't in the building where you sleep, so you have to get up and out of your room pretty early. We have assembly at 9, and then we have lessons in all the usual subjects, and we also go to lots of different clubs. In the evenings, we have supervised homework time, which means we sit in a room with a teacher and do our work. It's good because if we have any problems, there's someone that can help us. The other thing I really like about boarding school is that you have such a great social life. We have trips at the weekends and lots of other entertainment like concerts and plays that we put on ourselves. We're doing a school play at the moment. I'm not acting, but I'm helping with the lighting. Some people I know complain about some of the things at school, like the food and sharing rooms with people. I don't mind these things. I like everything about my boarding school.
This is the end of task 1. In 1988, Isaac Asimov, a novelist, predicted how education would change in the future. Listen to two people discussing his ideas. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear the recording twice. Now we are ready to start.
Around 30 years ago, Isaac Asimov, a futuristic novelist, discussed the future of education in the digital age. He made a number of predictions, and I'm joined by Nicola Harris to see if his predictions came true. Nicola, what did Asimov predict?
Well, before we look at that, let's look at what education was like when Asimov was speaking. In 1988, most schools had little or no technology. Some classrooms might have had a video recorder and a television, but otherwise the only technology was a calculator.
So, what did Asimov say?
Asimov said that education was very structured, everybody learning the same thing at the same time, and so this was boring for some students.
I see.
When he was talking on an American TV show called World of Ideas, he suggested that learning would become more personal. He said that when people had access to computers and the internet, they could ask any question about anything and take their own learning in the direction that they were interested in. The idea being that this would make learning more individual and enjoyable.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. He said that if someone was interested in something like baseball statistics, they could do their own research and find out all about their chosen field, and this would mean they are more motivated. Someone else would have a different interest and would be able to learn about that.
Have the predictions come true?
Not really. Obviously, we now have the internet and we ask it lots of questions. But we tend to do this in our free time and not as part of our formal education. A classroom teaching still tends to have everyone doing the same things at the same time.
Why do you think this hasn't happened?
Well, I don't think anyone has really decided how best to use technology in education. Some teachers have begun to use some technology in their teaching, but some teachers are worried about using it. And in many parts of the world, schools don't have the money to provide the technology. For Asimov's prediction to come true, there would need to be a complete revolution in education.
Do you think it will happen?
I think it will eventually, but it will probably take another 50 years. And by then, there might be further advances in technology.
So, we will have to wait and see. Thank you for joining me.
Now listen to the text again.
Around 30 years ago, Isaac Asimov, a futuristic novelist, discussed the future of education in the digital age. He made a number of predictions, and I'm joined by Nicola Harris to see if his predictions came true. Nicola, what did Asimov predict?
Well, before we look at that, let's look at what education was like when Asimov was speaking. In 1988, most schools had little or no technology. Some classrooms might have had a video recorder and a television, but otherwise the only technology was a calculator.
So, what did Asimov say?
Asimov said that education was very structured, everybody learning the same thing at the same time, and so this was boring for some students.
I see.
When he was talking on an American TV show called World of Ideas, he suggested that learning would become more personal. He said that when people had access to computers and the internet, they could ask any question about anything and take their own learning in the direction that they were interested in. The idea being that this would make learning more individual and enjoyable.
Can you give me an example?
Yes. He said that if someone was interested in something like baseball statistics, they could do their own research and find out all about their chosen field, and this would mean they are more motivated. Someone else would have a different interest and would be able to learn about that.
Have the predictions come true?
Not really. Obviously, we now have the internet, and we ask it lots of questions. But we tend to do this in our free time, and not as part of our formal education. A classroom teaching still tends to have everyone doing the same things at the same time.
Why do you think this hasn't happened?
Well, I don't think anyone has really decided how best to use technology in education. Some teachers have begun to use some technology in their teaching, but some teachers are worried about using it. And in many parts of the world, schools don't have the money to provide the technology. For Asimov's prediction to come true, there would need to be a complete revolution in education.
Do you think it will happen?
I think it will eventually, but it will probably take another 50 years. And by then, there might be further advances in technology.
So, we will have to wait and see. Thank you for joining me.
This is the end of the listening task.